Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples,
"The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest."
Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out and cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions.
"Go nowhere among the Gentiles, and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment. Give without payment."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion for them. Compassion. Now, the word compassion can be defined in many ways. In its most literal sense, it means to suffer together. When I asked several people this week what compassion meant to them, it all boiled down to essentially an understanding of or a deep sympathy for another's distress with a desire to alleviate it. But even more striking was a Buddhist understanding of compassion that I stumbled upon. The heart that trembles in the face of suffering. Compassion is a heart that trembles in the face of suffering. And as many of you may know, I am a big Mary Oliver fan. This week, particularly in light of my quest to understand compassion, I've been reminded of Mary Oliver's poem, Lead, in which she says, in my interpretation, that the result of living in this broken world should be hearts that are broken open to and for the world. Our hearts should be open to and for all the world. When Jesus saw the crowds, his heart trembled for them. He had compassion, and his heart broke open to them, for they were harassed and helpless. And so Jesus is going about curing the sick, raising the dead, cleansing the lepers, and casting out demons. But as he continues on his way, he continues to see the great need in his people, and his heart is broken open to them. And it is from this place that he decides he can no longer do this work by himself. So he invites the disciples. The disciples, a group of imperfect and unlikely individuals, into this work of compassion. He calls the disciples to break their hearts open to others and for the sake of others. But something in particular that I'm not sure I ever noticed before is the particular place to which Jesus is sending his disciples. It's not to some other group outside that they can evangelize and proclaim the gospel. No, rather, Jesus invites these individuals into the work of compassion within and among Israel, to break their hearts open within and among the community in which they are a part in. Later on, a post-resurrection Jesus will then commission these same disciples yet again, but this time it will be to all nations. But for now, we have Jesus sending them into Israel. And it's important to note here that when Jesus tells the disciples not to go to the Gentiles or the Samaritans, I don't think he's excluding them. He's not saying that they don't have need or to not have compassion for them. But rather, he's saying, look, there is real work that needs to be done right here. And so we have Jesus who sees the suffering in his midst, has his hearts broken open to their pain, and responds by commissioning his disciples to be agents of his compassion. He gives them the ability to cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, and drive out demons. And if we read ourselves as baptized Christians into this passage, then we see our commission this day is to confront the suffering in our communities, to be agents of compassionate healing to our communities, and to drive out the demons that lay hold of us. Now, you may be listening to me and thinking, but Vicar Paisley, you always talk about how we need to go into the world. And to be sure, I still do believe that. But I think perhaps this passage is telling us to take a step back and see the brokenness that is within our very community, perhaps within this very church. And this brokenness is something I can see so clearly this day, a Sunday nestled between two anniversaries of mass shootings in our country. One on June 12th at Pulse nightclub, where 49 individuals were targeted and murdered because of their race and sexual orientation. And the other on June 17th at Emmanuel AME, where 9 Black churchgoers were murdered because of their race. And not only those anniversaries of things past, but the current news of healthcare being risky for those transgender siblings during this global pandemic, and even during this month of Pride. And of course, the recent murder of George Floyd, suffocated by a white police officer. Just the most current of a litany of unarmed Black men killed by the police. And I must confess, it can be easy to hear this news and jump to pointing at an often broken police systems where police are put into situations that they weren't necessarily equipped for, pointing at the homophobic and transphobic legislation that is coming out, pointing to the issue of gun control. It can be easy to point outside ourselves. But in light of the world today, and in light of this text, I believe I am called to, and that we are called to this day, perhaps point our fingers back at ourselves. And perhaps more particularly, to point the finger back to us as church. A church that has perpetuated the oppression of black and brown bodies. A church that has been complicit in systems of racism and heterosexism. A church that has used its own holy scripture to defend and justify the dehumanization of LGBTQIA plus individuals. A church that has been sickened by the empire from its very beginning. A church, our own ELCA, who raised the individual that walked into Emmanuel that day with their heart set on murder. Friends, perhaps today's text should be read as a charge for us to take inventory of ourselves as church, to see what among us needs to be healed, what among us needs to be resurrected, and what among us needs to be driven out. Perhaps this is an invitation to finally, truly break our hearts open to the trials and suffering of others. And I know this is a hard message. I know it is difficult to point that finger back at ourselves, especially as I bring you this message from Wicker Park Lutheran Church, complete with pride flags outside and a Black Lives Matter sign, is a message that does not wish to negate all that real work that this congregation and other congregations throughout our church body have done, but rather a message that seeks to remind us that we are not alone in this work and that we are not done with this work of breaking our hearts open to others. We still have so much to do. And so, during this time, it's perhaps time again to step back and take that inventory, to really do a soul search and figure out what is broken within us, what needs to be driven out. It's a time to educate ourselves. It's a time to perhaps do anti-racism training. It's a time to dive into the work of our ACT committee. It's a time to have those hard conversations about race that make us uncomfortable. It is time that we search to heal ourselves, to confess and to receive forgiveness, to heal that is all that is in ourselves. Because it is only when these systems of white supremacy and racism and homophobia and transphobia, only when these demons are cast out of this church, in this community, can we then go out into the world. We must do this work as church. There are two really good news here to be found. The first is that, again, God uses the imperfect here. Jesus calls his disciples. His disciples who are tax collectors, Peter who will deny Jesus, Judas who will betray him and give him up to death. Jesus uses these imperfect people that will oftentimes fall short of what they are called to do. But Jesus still uses them for this kingdom work. And the other thing is that God not only invites us, but also God equips us. That God is present. Directly after today's text, Jesus shares with the disciples the reality of the problems and trials that they will face. How tough this work of being a disciple is. How sometimes you won't gain any fans. How it truly means to break oneself open to the world, how it means to carry one's cross and confront evil. But though it will happen, though these trials will happen, God is and will always be present through God's own Spirit. A spirit that will not only abide within and among us as we have these hard conversations, as we wrestle with our own selves, but a spirit that will carry us on, that will give us words to speak, hard words to speak in love. A God whose Spirit will bring about new life from our brokenness. A Spirit that will return breath to the breathless. A Spirit who abides in us and carries us, who calls us to break our whole selves open for the sake of others, to feel others' pain as if it is our own, to speak against injustices and to cast out demons in our midst. God calls you, even though you are imperfect, even though you will not do this perfectly. God calls you and God equips you. And yes, this is a hard calling during a difficult time, but we are not alone. We have one another. We are called to do this work. And the Spirit is there, working in and through these broken hearts of ours, so that we will never be the same. Amen.